Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Caller number nine right now is super stoked. You get a pair of tickets to see Journey, Def Leppard, and Foreigner. No. No.
What? No.
Turn that one off.
Why not? What do you mean?
I don't like that one.
This is one of their big hits.
Yeah.
If I can feel.
I don't like those older ones. God.
Somebody likes it.
Yeah, he does.
Can't stop now.
Gotta do like Hot Blooded or so Blue Monday or
fine.
Yeah, not that though. I don't like that one. I want to know what love is. Get lost.
It is a little.
Yeah, it's
sloppy. Barfy.
No. Get Blue Monday.
What are the two of you doing in there?
I didn't do anything. Human was doing it. I was saying barfy. That sounds barfy.
I want to know what love is. I want you to show.
Oh God. Journey, Def Leppard, and Foreigner. September 21st, AT&T Park, great place to see a show. Yes. And we've got tickets for caller number nine right now, 800-400-3697.
I love how they have these venues just figured out. They're huge, but they get the sound right. Mm-hmm. And it's incredible.
Boom. That's a great lineup. Are they touring or is this like a one-off? Or they must be going around the country.
Touring.
Yeah. That's great. Mm-hmm. Anyway, caller nine right now gets the tickets.
I think the Foo Fighters play tonight.
Oh, where are they at?
Are they here? In San Jose? I think so.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
Last night on America's Got Talent.
Oh, yeah.
Friend of a friend of the show. Brian King Joseph performed. He is one of the front runners. These were the semifinals. And he's a violinist. But like a rock and roll, awesome violinist.
Right.
And he's a friend of our camera operator, Vaughn. Vaughn does we do a live feed, video feed every morning. And we loop it throughout the day. But, there we go. Foo Fighters.
Tonight.
I can't read it.
SAP.
So it is San Jose.
You going, Vin?
No, I can't. I can't be out late.
Well, Big Brother's on tonight. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I love the Foo Fighters, though. They're
Foo
one of those
Fighters.
Shows that you go to and you go, oh, my God, they might just rock for 3 hours.
Yeah. They might never stop.
They have a million hits.
Yeah. Back to this Brian King Joseph
right.
guy. So he did his electric violin performance on America's Got Talent 2018 season 13 live semifinals week two last night. And here's what it sounded like. Oh, the stage looks so cool. Is he suspended midair?
He looks like he's floating.
He is suspended midair. It's on a tower that's slowly descending
to the ground.
Oh, that is
incredible. Oh, what is this song? I know this song.
It sounds like Gangster's Paradise
to me. Yeah, Gangster's Paradise.
Funny.
Oh, and his fiddle's all lit up with like neon. It's so cool looking.
Check this out.
Oh, now he's playing it with his fingers like a guitar. That is so drama. Anyway, I've already seen it, and you know what it's all about. It's just incredible what how they're putting it all together. Do you have any of the feedback that he got? Because I can read you the quotes. They loved him, as you might imagine.
Mm-hmm.
This is such a different lead. You are incredible. After that, I think you could actually win the show, said Simon. You're an amazing artist, said Howie. And apparently, America votes for this. America's Got Talent is voted. So you can vote for our...
I haven't seen anyone else perform, but this guy's amazing.
He is cool.
And we know him.
We don't know him.
Sure,
and
he's having a great time. He's just smiling away.
1 degree of separation.
He's Vaughn's ex-roommate.
Yeah. Vaughn was his DJ.
Still is.
Yeah.
Well, I understand. Vaughn knows him.
Yeah.
We don't know him.
No, we know him. We know him now.
It's like we know him.
It's like we know him.
We can call him a friend, right, Mom?
Yeah.
He's like a like a brother-in-law.
Yes. Yeah, he's like a guy we know.
He's our friend. Three thumbs up, Vaughn says.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Three thumbs up.
It's like a cousin, second removed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh no, we're like related to him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's in our family. So anyway, go Brian King Joseph. They're going to eliminate a bunch of people this week. I guess they're going to get, I think it sounds like they're getting it down to five.
Well,
so let's hope that he's the guy.
Clearly using some of the budget on this kid's stage show, because that was elaborate.
That was elaborate. All right, here we go. Paramore, the band, recently announced that they're no longer playing a song called Misery Business because of the line, "Once a whore, you're nothing more. I'm sorry, that'll never change." Do you have that ready?
There it was.
And they decided to stop playing it because I guess they decided that once you're a whore, you could be something more. And they felt bad about saying you could.
Wait, so Paramore said, "We're not doing that."
Paramore said, we're not gonna play that song anymore.
Oh, okay.
And Slash was actually in the news. He didn't cite any specific examples, but he said that a lot of their songs are sort of sexist.
Well, I think what he was saying is that, yes, some of those songs are sexist, but they're not meant to be...
We're
not
mean
negative songs.
Anyone.
We're just, you know, we're a rock band.
Yes. But there are a lot of other songs that have not survived the changing times, and here are a few of them. As I don't see who put this together, but they're all pretty valid. They've got The Beatles, "I Saw Her Standing There." You know that song? "I saw her standing
I'm
there.
Aware of it.
7.
Oh.
What a...
No, we don't, Paul.
R. Kelly knows.
What is the deal with dudes who want to date someone that's 17?
They're young and fresh, I
guess. Control.
Yeah.
Is that it?
I think so.
I'm her daddy.
There's another song, 17. What's that one? Who's that one by? It's one
Winger,
of yours.
Winger, play that. That's a great
song. She's only
song.
17.
She's only 17.
And then there's Christine 16 by 17. Kiss. So there's plenty of songs that could be on this list.
Play the one. What is this
football? Never mind.
Never
don't,
mind.
Don't,
just stick with the list.
So just stick
we
with
got.
The one you got.
Are cranberries? Or?
We'll throw our bits.
The cranberries made the list?
No.
Oh.
The Rolling Stones, "Under My Thumb." Mm. This is about controlling a woman down to what she wears, how she talks.
Yeah.
She's referred to as a squirming dog and the sweetest pet
Listen
in the world.
Listen to the lyrics of this
it.
One.
Yeah.
Oh.
Damn.
They still play that one.
Oh, they do?
Sure. Well, didn't we learn recently, like, it was something like songs that are horrifyingly racist?
A couple weeks ago.
Yeah, and the Stones' "Brown Sugar." We listened to some of the words, like, oh, my God.
Oh, that's not about loving a black lady?
No, it was about raping your slaves.
What?
Yeah, it was not good. It was about...
Oh, Vinny wasn't here.
And I
maybe.
Thought he was here.
I wasn't there? Here
I don't
for
feel
that.
Like I was there for that either.
No, pull the lyrics up. They're horrible. I think we were all like, oh, my God, that's horrifying. About the slave that he was getting.
What?
Yeah, it's bad.
I did not know that.
Gary Puckett and the Union Gap. "Young girl, get out of my mind."
Oh, okay.
At least he knows. At least he's aware that it's not right. You know, get out of here.
Yeah, but is he singing that and winking at girls in the audience? Like, hey, you.
Young girl, you're stuck
I found
in my
the,
mind.
Rolling Stones,
you're the one.
"Brown Sugar," if you
want
to
hear the lyrics?
It. Yeah, it's...
Oh, my God.
"Brown Sugar." It's such a great song, but damn, you hear the lyrics and you're like, oh, my God.
It's not so much, though, that he is talking about...
Oh, no, he's not the plantation
owner. It's a character, right, okay.
He's just talking about, you know, what happened to this woman who worked in the cotton fields and was sold in New Orleans. And
still tragic.
Yes.
But not Mick Jagger, you know, romanticizing the days when he had slaves.
Unlike "Under My Thumb," which is about the squirming dog that he keeps as a sweet little pet, the woman. Mungo Jerry, which I always thought, even years ago when I would hear the song, I used to play this song on a station called WSAR in New Bedford, in Fall River.
That was your first station?
It was, yeah. And it was sort of like a semi-oldies station.
Okay.
So we played a lot of Beatles and some easy listening stuff. But we used to play Mungo Jerry in the summertime. And here's...
I don't know this. Oh, yeah, I do.
So it's nice.
I hate
it's
the
lovely.
Way that's going back and forth in my head. Where's the bad part?
It's the... If the daddy's rich, you take her out. If the daddy's poor, you just do her. But also the have a drink, have a drive.
Oh,
that's not.
Oh, I didn't hear
it's
that
not
part.
Very good.
I didn't really.
See what you can find.
Oh, all right.
You might find a DUI.
Right.
A song called "The Crystals." which was actually co-written by Carole King in 1962.
The song is called The Crystals?
No, The Crystals is the band who does it. Uh-huh. The song is called He Hit Me and It Felt Like a Kiss.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah.
What was the part
I would know he didn't love me if I couldn't make him mad.
That's the part I was trying to figure out.
The point is she cheated on him, and so she feels that she deserved to get hit, and it felt like a kiss because it proved that he cared whether or not she cheated on him. So great message for the girls.
Yikes.
He hit me, and it felt like a kiss. That's a horrid song.
She says she cheated on him?
I think it...
In the earlier verse?
See, yeah, she's happy her man hit her after he found out she cheated because that proves he loves her.
Oh. It says, he couldn't stand to hear me say that I'd been with someone new. And when I told him I had been untrue, and he hit me.
Oh, okay.
Hit me!
Who's that?
I don't know. It's an email. It was probably from Lamps Plus or something. It's not, believe me, it's nothing. And then the Vapors, even at the time, it didn't seem like turning Japanese could be anything good. They even did there's a little riff that everyone associates with, like, and then most people assume that it's
this was a hit, though.
A huge hit, yeah. That when he was, it sounded like he was getting himself and he looked Asian when he was getting himself.
Uh-huh.
They say, it's about a man going crazy because he lost his girlfriend. Turning Japanese is all the cliches about angst and youth turning into something you didn't expect it to.
What?
Yeah, I don't get it either.
Did they not get to play that at the fair circuit?
Right. I don't know if the Vapors are still touring, but that is their one hit. Katy Perry, a song called You're So Gay. I'm not even sure if I know this song.
Oh.
Do you have that one right
now? Yeah, I do. I was looking at tour dates for the Vapors. Oh. Sorry.
Are there any are they touring?
Yeah, Friday, October 19th. In New York.
At the boardwalk.
They reunited after 35 years in 2016.
And one hit.
So since then.
Good for them.
Yeah. Oh, they're playing a lot. Yeah, there's a lot.
Are they coming to the Bay?
Not that I can see on this page.
So we can boycott their show?
They're in the UK a bunch.
Oh.
Yeah, from New York. Jersey.
I hear they're more tolerant of racism there.
Yeah, so yeah, they love it there.
Hey,
just kidding.
The first... There's something we shouldn't play in the first two lines of this Katy Perry song.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it talks about some kind of action.
Oh, action.
Let me make sure. I think I listened to that.
Is it a circle action?
That was very graphic.
Yeah.
Well,
I hope the camera wasn't on you.
I was just reading the lyrics, and that's what it's about.
I'm speaking again. I hope none of that got caught on the camera.
What? I was doing my exercise.
Oh, is that one of those? What are those shake weights?
Yeah, shake
weights.
Shake things. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We're good to go on this one.
Okay. Go ahead. Katy Perry, You're So Gay. Oh, so she's really just using it as a derogatory tune. Okay. I didn't need to hear that song. And then finally they wrap up the list with Baby, It's Cold Outside, which I've always thought was sort of like the date rape song. Do you have that one line? Say, what's in this drink?
Oh, that's right.
They say they even took it to further inappropriateness when Zooey Deschanel was taking a shower in the movie Elf and doesn't even know that the dude is right outside the creepy elf dude. Mm. Will Ferrell is right outside them.
Isn't she in the locker room at the mall?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That sounds right. Oh, what's in this drink? Hey, just quickly, I got to tack this on here. So there's inappropriate songs. There you go. Henry Cavill is out as Superman.
What?
Yeah, I read about it when he told me about it.
What? So now we need a new Batman and a new Superman.
Wait.
Ben Affleck's out soon?
Yeah, we got Batman.
No, Ben's out.
Ben's locked in for...
No, they said... What did they say? He's uninsurable? This was a couple weeks ago we were reading something where they were saying...
I missed all the fun.
And he's not even a good Batman.
He was pretty good. I mean, let's be honest.
Well, he's over. New Batman, new Superman. Words out.
So who do you like?
Oh. I wish that... I liked that Brandon Routh guy that they had for a minute there.
The reason they're getting... they're saying they're getting... is because they want to focus more on Supergirl and her story.
It's BS. It's because negotiations broke down for him to do a cameo in a movie. He was going to be... I guess there's an upcoming Shazam movie. and they wanted him to put on the outfit just for one little cameo, and I guess they couldn't arrive at some money, and now all negotiations have fallen apart, apparently.
He really is the perfect Superman.
He's a good Superman.
Looks-wise.
So good-looking, yeah.
Just ask Rachel.
Ask Rachel.
Oh, Rachel loved him, right?
Yeah. He's beautiful. He's a beautiful human. I mean, Henry Cavill is... he's worth watching the Tudors for, everybody. Although that is it Jonathan Rhys Meyers? Rhys Meyers? Oh, my God. And Natalie Dormer, too, who plays Lady Marjorie in Game of Thrones. Those people are all in the Tudors. It's about King Henry VIII. Dude, that is a great show. I think that's an HBO show.
You want to know the two frontrunners for Superman as of now?
Yeah.
One is Ashton Kutcher.
No.
They will not. Oh, my God. They will not.
That's just a joke, right? Is the other one Keanu Reeves?
No.
Because no.
Josh Hartnett.
Oh, the guy with the wandering, with the wonky eye from 50 Shades of Grey?
No, that's Jamie something.
Oh, Jamie Dornan. Dornan, yeah. I mix them up.
No, Josh Hartnett.
God. Is Josh Hartnett in Pearl Harbor?
Yes. That was a long time ago, though, but I don't think he's in the same shape as he was back in the day.
Oh, no.
So this is how he used to look back then. Remember him?
Yeah, I know him.
Mm-hmm. He had a minute where he was a big deal.
Yeah, no more, though.
And has since fallen
off. He cannot be
off.
Superman. They gotta find
TV
someone
show
else.
Was that he was doing? Penny Dreadful?
Oh, yeah. He was good on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know if he'd clean up and be that square jaw Superman.
A little puffy.
Do you guys want to hear the other people on the list?
Sure.
Okay, so John Hamm.
I hate to say it. I feel like he's a little old to be Superman.
Yeah.
And he'd actually be he'd be a great
Superman.
By
the way, did you guys like that movie Tag?
Oh, I didn't see that
yet. I did, yeah. I thought that was really charming.
Oh.
You didn't like it?
No.
Oh, you watched it?
Barely. I left it. I walked out of it.
Oh.
And went to another room.
I heard it was great.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Army Hammer?
No.
You don't like Army Hammer?
I don't. I think he's fine, but I just think his jaw's too square. I think he's got a very wide lower face.
Adam Driver?
No. Oh, my God.
What about the guy?
He'd be a horrible Superman. It's like if Superman was frumpy.
I was thinking doofus.
You want me to keep going?
Sure.
Channing Tatum?
No.
Who Come played, on. Speaking of slave owners, who played the slave owner in...
Jason Statham? No.
No. In Tarantino's movie.
DiCaprio.
No, okay. The other guy. The guy who's crazy and does all those screaming scenes.
Isn't that Armie Hammer?
No. He's the guy who supposedly has a huge schlong. Oh, I thought for sure you
were. Oh, you're talking about the guy who played Magneto.
Burrow?
That was that wasn't the Tarantino movie. That was 12 Years a Slave.
Yeah, that's the guy I'm thinking of with the red hair. What's his name?
Yeah. Magneto. What's his name?
What?
I don't know.
Who all lied?
Never mind.
Tom.
It's not Tom. It's not Tom.
It's Michael Fassbender.
That's it. That's him. I have heard he had a big schlong.
Couldn't that guy be Superman?
No.
Well, he could, but he was already Magneto, and he's already a bunch of other...
Nobody cares about Magneto. No one even knows what you're talking about. You said Magneto 5 times, and everyone went, huh?
No one knows.
You want to know the other names?
Yes.
Sam Claflin.
I don't know who that is.
Claflin. He was in The Hunger Games.
No.
Oh, I think I know who that is. He's too pretty.
Oh, he is?
Maybe. I don't know.
Do you know who Richard Madden is?
I don't.
Oh. What were you about to say?
We're out of time.
It's Michael B. Jordan?
Ooh. Black Superman? I'm in.
Hot.
Are you in?
Sure. Anything Michael B. Jordan is in, I'm in. What's going up, Ben?
More superhero talk next.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It's 8:40. If you go to our Facebook page, you can check out information on the 38th Annual Comedy Day happening on Sunday in Golden Gate Park at Robin Williams Meadow, used to be known as Sharon Meadow. We've been there many times. Over 40 comedians are going to be there, including Scott Capurro and Rudy Ortiz, who you've heard multiple times on this show. It's a day of free comedy. It's PG-13. Everyone's going to try and keep it reasonable. But the young kids, they won't like it. And it's all day. It's like noon to 5. So if you want to go, it's completely free. You can go check it out.
And then let's mention Scott's other show at the Devil's Canyon.
Right. You know, I don't have that right in front of me.
So that's Sunday night, Devil's right. Canyon Brewing in San Carlos.
Right. So you can see Scott multiple times on Sunday if you want to. And then next week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of next week, Scott is at the Punchline.
Right.
So if you want to go see him at the Punchline, that's a good opportunity.
He's back,
for that.
Everyone.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? I want to start with a text, if I could.
Sure.
408 says, yesterday on the commute home, I heard my 4-year-old singing. And he was singing the Jane song that Sarah sings when Vin plugs Jane.
Oh. Jane, you're playing a game called... Called I Got By Its Real Name. Making believe that you just don't feel the same. Oh, Jane. Oh.
Mom Jane, goes Jane, on, Jane, I Jane, died Jane, laughing.
Jane, 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 Jane. Yeah, little
so
Janie.
Cute.
She had a good song.
4-year-old. Going
Jane,
for it.
Jane, you're failing the game. You never can win, girl.
Jane's real good. Check her out this afternoon or check her out on Instagram.
Sure.
She's hot looking.
I think
got
it's
a lot of style.
Jane Picks, right? J-A-Y-N Picks.
Mm-hmm. She does these what do they call the thing? Yeah, well, that. But what is the little round circles on the top of Instagram?
I don't know.
Where the videos are.
Stories. Oh, the stories.
Oh, the stories, right.
Yeah.
her stories are all, like, she does 20 a day.
Oh.
There's a million
documents
of them.
Documents her life.
Yes, well, and she does these neat little artistic photos of stuff, like, in the stories. It's good. She's a good follow. Check her out. Jane. All right. Here's what's happening. Pope Francis is summoning the presidents of every bishop's conference around the world for a February summit to discuss preventing clergy sex abuse and protecting children. I thought we'd already handled this years ago.
You'd think once one scandal broke, they'd, you know, have major clergy reform, but
Francis's key cardinal advisors announced the decision earlier today as the latest chapter in the Catholic Church's long-running sex abuse and cover-up scandal has thrown Francis's papacy into crisis.
Mm.
So you had mentioned this earlier. I thought it was worth hitting the headline again. So they are reacting to the scandal.
Oh,
yet
good.
This continues to be an issue.
And people are broken all over the world from it. It's not a good look.
We were talking about superheroes. I wanted to mention the Apple meeting is today, everyone. Find out how much money you're going to spend in the next month or so as Apple announces their new products.
Right.
Yay.
Hip, hip, hooray.
Back to superheroes.
Okay. We were just talking about how Henry Cavill is out as Superman and Batman's out as Ben Affleck's out as Batman.
Have you heard of superhero Andrew Wardle?
I have not. Andrew Wardle.
Andrew Wardle.
What did Andrew do? Is he a real life superhero?
He is. He's got a bionic man area.
Oh.
That's right.
Oh. What do you mean?
What part? What I'd say.
So he's got like a, he's a cyborg with a.
No, well, he was born without one.
Oh, God. He just didn't have one?
One in, imagine the odds. There you are, you're Andrew Wardle. You're one in 20 million who are born without one.
One in 20 million? Just don't have one?
Don't have
so
one.
So what? How do they pee?
I imagine there's
a little hole?
Yeah. I mean,
so you just have
how
to, like,
do you?
Yeah, but I mean, it feels like mine is lower than yours. It's like yours is on the front. Like if your hole is coming up, I mean, it seems like you almost have to lay across the toilet to get it to go straight
or lean
down.
Forward.
Right.
Okay.
I guess. I mean, I'm sure he has to figure it out. I'm sure he ruined enough clothes that he figured it out.
Yeah. That's tragic.
It is tragic.
So
or maybe they gave him a whatever bag you need. They
catheterized him so he could just drop it in.
Right.
Oh, that's just so. How old is this guy?
He is 45.
He went 45 years?
And just lost his virginity.
Oh, boy. Oh, that's wonderful. Some lady let him at her.
Well, it's his girlfriend.
Oh, he had one of those?
I don't know. Is it Fedra or Fedra?
Never heard of it.
F-E-D-R-A.
Fedra?
Fedra.
Fedra.
Andrew Wardle, the man with the bionic one.
So they had a press conference to say, yes, he did mean.
Finally lost his V card to his girlfriend, Fedra Fabian.
So is it encased in his own skin?
After getting a new one.
Like, did they stretch his skin out over the years to try to get it? Okay, I can't wait.
It was a 10-hour procedure,
yeah.
Which gave him a 10-day priapism.
Hey.
Yikes.
Before making it fully functional. They say it was painful, too.
I'll bet it was.
He had 10 days of a painful... Where's my... Ding-a-ding-a-ding. Sorry. He had 10 days of a painful... And was forced to wait another 6 weeks before he could finally...
Use the thing.
Use it.
You got a picture of
this guy?
Does
he have feeling in it?
Yeah, I do have a picture of him. He's not a bad-looking guy. I mean, you have to... And she's great-looking. There you go.
Yeah, he's not a bad-looking guy.
Oh, he's very... They're both. They're a good-looking couple.
Yeah.
Born without a penis.
Born without it. Yeah.
Oh, that's the one you saw.
Yeah, no, that's not the one I saw, but she's good-looking.
Yeah, she's a beautiful girl.
Anyway...
I don't like his hair. But,
well,
you know.
I mean, we're not asking he's got you going. To try him out. I mean,
the worst thing he's got going for him. Maybe the bionic one is, you know.
So what do you think it costs to get a bionic one?
$6 million.
It's cheaper than that.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Well, you know, bionic man. $6 million man. Right? Mm.
They call this phalloplasty.
Oh.
They basically fashion one, and they use some of the, let's see here. Doctors constructed it using skin from his arm and nerves from his legs.
Oh.
He says, it's even bigger than I expected.
Oh, well, of course they gave him a big one. I mean, come on. Give him a good size one.
45 years without, you better give me 10, at least.
10, don't be silly.
He said he called it ridiculously big.
Oh, great.
Oh, good for him.
His girlfriend does look happy. They're actually posed on a bed in this one picture.
Oh,
look
are
at
they?
Them. Yeah, they're sitting on the edge of the bed, and she's all like, I'm ready
is
for
she
it.
Smiling?
Let me just ask you a quick question.
The skin from his arm is gone.
If you were ordering it, yeah,
Jesus,
he's scarred up.
They took a lot of, they took the whole skin from it. I mean, yeah. The guy's got no skin left.
It'll grow back.
I'd say absolutely. Scar me up.
Totally worth it.
I'm going to tattoo the whole thing.
But your arm is so hairy. I mean, maybe they just took the underside of the arm. Is that possible?
Who knows? Maybe they just... So let me ask you something. If you were ordering one, what would you order? 10? At least, right?
No.
No, I think 10's too big.
I would order 7.5, and I have very specific girth requirements.
What about the
nothing bigger than a 9.
What about the color?
What
color would you want it
than
to be?
Than a 7.5.
I don't care about the
don't
color.
Don't be racist,
it can
human.
Be pinto if it wants to be. It can have a checkered pattern on it.
I was going to say, yeah, you could do camouflage. You could do a lot.
It could be bright purple. It could be chalky white. I don't care what color it
rainbow.
Is.
Rainbow?
Yeah, rainbow, sure.
But you have a specific girth that
could
needs
have,
to go
it could
into
have zebra,
the...
Zebra stripes would be good.
The measurement.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, you know,
you push
seven,
a beer can
and a half,
at the doctor and say,
sure,
it's got to be this.
Here's what I need.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I'm thinking like... The
contigo?
Like that. That's
contigo,
no, that's too
God,
big.
Yeah.
I'm thinking like that, but... And maybe like that long. Like, that's perfect. What is that?
What is
seven?
That, a hand sanitizer?
It's like a... I can
you said the width of that?
I can... Yeah, that's a good...
Measure
right
around
there.
It.
I can't touch my fingers quite together. That's exactly.
That's what you want.
That's a two-hander. I don't
know.
Let me
get that
real quick.
That
might be too big. Are you going to measure it?
Yeah.
What, next to his?
Y'all getting ready for
see if Uzi wants that.
You want that, Uzi?
Is it the size of the...
No, that the Campbell's is much larger.
It's bigger? Yeah. Let me see if I can put my...
Feel this.
That's a nice...
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, that's a good one. It's like a centimeter that you can't get your fingers together.
That sounds good, everyone.
Yeah,
good.
You like that, Uzi?
Yeah, that's fine.
And I'm saying, like, you know, I don't want it to be too tall. You know, I need.
Yeah.
I don't. There's a roof in there.
It has to be just right.
You know,
Vinny. He says that he dated this girlfriend for 5 years, and he told her 9 months in because there was an article that was going to come out in the newspaper the next day
that he was getting one.
That. Well, of his whole condition.
Oh.
Oh, he didn't know? Kept her at arm's length for 9 months?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's the move, though. I mean, it's...
Get her to fall in love with
right.
you.
Right. She already loved him, and then he says, I
By
don't
the
have
way.
One of those.
Yeah.
I'm getting one, though. I'm going to get one.
Hang out.
Dang.
He says over the course of his life, he's had been burdened with terrible infections, many of which has been kidney infection, has undergone hundreds of operations.
Oh, the poor man.
Did you mention the part where he tried to kill himself?
Oh, no. For crying out loud. No. I can see how that would cause major problems
Absolutely.
In your life.
Absolutely.
Like, all you want to do is be, just
regular
have a normal.
Guy. Even take a small one. How long is it?
Look at Bryn. Bryn's gotten to the bottom of this problem.
This is 8.5 inches right here. Right, this around the bottom of this paper, right? Is this 8.5 by 11? Is that a standard sheet?
Yeah, 8.5 by 11. Okay, let me wrap it around the thing here.
We're getting to the bottom of the perfect measurement for Sarah Clark.
7.5 inches around. It needs a 7.5 inch girth.
That's big.
And actually, this is big. This is large.
Yeah, I think in looking at this paper, this is 8.5 is too big.
Yeah, oh no, that's too tall for sure. I'm saying the actual, almost the dimensions of this.
You guys are such liars.
You know, we don't want long, we want wide. Yeah, I'm going to say that's 7 inches. I think that's perfect.
All right.
I don't want any bigger than that.
There we go.
Yep. And I'm going to go, let's see here. Yeah, I think that's like 7.5 around. That's perfect. All right, great. We've got the perfect dimensions.
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
All right.
Here's a couple. I guess Sammy Hagar was playing last night. Where were you?
Oh, was he at that Silverado thing?
I looked for Sarah last night at the Sammy Hagar show in Mill Valley.
Oh, we're at the Sweetwater?
I don't know.
Yeah, I wasn't there.
You
tell me. It's called Tuesday Night Bedtime. And the dude's a rock star. You know, he won't go anywhere before noon. That's his thing.
Sammy.
Mm-hmm. And we've tried to get him over. I think he came on the show one time years ago and was like, oh my God, you guys. And it was 9:45. We're like, oh my God. Didn't we even have to send Hooman to pick him up? We had to send a ride to him?
We weren't part of that.
Oh, you weren't?
We weren't part of that show.
Oh.
Were you?
I don't think so.
I've never met Sammy.
I remember he did want to call in once here. And
well, no, we don't
do
that.
You're right across the bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never met him, though.
There's
so
a
it
red
wasn't,
bridge across the bay.
That must have been no name.
Yeah, it must have been.
Mm-hmm.
It was years ago. And he was bitching about it the whole time.
Huh.
Did you go pick him
bogus.
Up, Hooman?
I did, yeah. We were, like, sponsored by, like, I don't know, Volkswagen or Volvo or something. Remember,
oh,
we
so
picked
we took
him up in one of those cars.
Yeah.
Hmm.
650 says, Heidi Klum went to Burning Man with that guy.
Oh, what fun. Oh. I don't think John saw her. He loves Heidi Klum.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah. What's not to love?
Why wouldn't he do LSD with her?
I mean, well, maybe she wasn't open to doing it with him.
Oh.
Because she was with that rock star boyfriend of
hers. Okay.
She just doesn't know how amazing John is. John could get her. If everybody knew John like I know John, he could have anybody.
I think everybody does now know John like you know John.
No, you don't know the special secret, John.
You just told everybody.
Yeah. They'd have to get to know him, though. He doesn't show everybody. He'd show Heidi Klum, but he doesn't show everybody how amazing he is. Some people he won't even talk to.
I thought we were just talking about his wiener.
Oh, no, his wiener? His wiener is smaller than this.
Oh, that's crunchy.
His wiener's, no, look, I mean.
Oh, that's awful. I'm going to not look
this
at
is,
you right
this
now.
This is a big, perfect wiener. Like, he doesn't have that.
That's what you were doing.
Yeah.
Yikes.
No.
Mm. Well, that's what I was getting at.
Yeah. Oh, you wanted me to show you John's measurements?
No. I'm saying everyone knows John like you know John because you just described him.
Oh, no, no. This is the perfect one.
Oh.
This is, if I was designing
Come on,
one.
Sarah, what did
if
John
I was designing
do to you?
One.
Are you guys
he's
in an argument
anything.
Right now?
Not
What's going on?
Oh, my God. Oh. You guys are making this so bad.
No, her and John.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, it does seem like, wow, you just That's... really throttled him.
Listen, he has a whole array of tools that we can select, you know.
I don't
That's...
Okay. Talk We're going to take a break.
Maybe the next secret show we could discuss that.
What?
We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.